jauh melupakanmu.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. Chairman of the Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, or KADIN, Anindya Novian Bakri, welcomed the newly announced 19% import tariff agreement for Indonesian products entering the United States, as announced by U.S. President Donald Trump. In a statement on his personal YouTube channel on Thursday, Anindya viewed the outcome of the government's negotiations as better than many other countries and consider it a major opportunity to boost national exports and significantly increase the value of bilateral trade. Indonesian Minister for Migrant Worker Protection, Abdul Kadir Karding, said migrant workers must receive protection from the state. Speaking at a declaration on the prevention of human trafficking crimes in Riau on Thursday, the minister stated exploitation and violence against migrant workers remain widespread, with 70% of cases occurring because workers leave the country illegally or through non-procedural means. Therefore, according to Minister Karding, solving this issue requires improving the governance of migrant worker departures and arrivals. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
Sejak pertama bertemu, terbayang senyum indah di matamu. Kau berikan tatapan cinta untukku. Jatuh cinta, ku jatuh cinta. Rindu terasa mengancam dadaku saat kau selalu hadir di mimpiku. Hati jiwaku selalu memanggilmu, kasihku. Ku cinta kau, ku cinta kau. Hanya kamu di hatiku, takkan pernah kan terganti sampai kau jadi milikku. Rindu terasa mengancam dadaku saat kau selalu hadir di mimpiku. Hati jiwaku selalu memanggilmu, kau kasihku. Ku cinta kau, ku cinta kau. Hanya kamu di hatiku, takkan pernah kan terganti sampai kau jadi milikku. Karena jiwa ini, raga ini memanggil namamu. Kau tahu sejak pertama bertemu, ku jatuh cinta.
Sampai kau jadi milikku. Ku jatuh cinta.
Sejak saat pertama melihat senyumannya, jantung berdebar-debar. Inikah petanda? Namun ternyata salah. Harapanku pun musnah sejak aku melihat kau selalu dengannya. Memikirkannya, kau membesar-besar jatuh cinta. Sayang-sayang dia ada yang punya. Mungkin ku harus pergi untuk melupakannya. Dalam hati berkata takkan sanggup pergi. Pikirkannya, kamu besar-besar jatuh cinta. Sayang-sayang dia ada yang punya. Hey, aku coba menghapus bayang-bayang indah, tetapi selalu aku merindu lagi. Padanya memikirkannya, namun mengapa saat jatuh cinta sayang-sayang dia ada yang punya. Tuhan tolong, tolong aku jatuh cinta pada kekasih orang. Ingin lupa, ku tak bisa, sayang-sayang dia ada yang punya. Tuhan tolong aku.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song from Baila. Baila is an Indonesian new band which has made a new achievement through its song Asa Asmara or Hope of Love. This song was released on October 2, 2024 and as of November 20, it reaches more than 1 million times playing on the Spotify streaming platform. The song Asa Asmara has become known for its meaningful lyrics and heart-touching melody. This success is widely promoted through Baila social media, which shows the journey of this song from its launch to its phenomenal achievement. The song carries the main theme of courage to express feelings. Through the lyrics, it calls on the listeners not to be afraid to express love, even though there is a possibility of rejection. This message is relevant for those who often feel hesitant or anxious when they want to show their feelings to someone they love. Well, listener, this is Baila with the song Asa Asmara. Let's check this one out.
Bicara denganku, impresi malumu tak dapat engkau bendung di depanku. Waktu mat yang merah, wajahmu pun aruna kala itu.
Terpendam asmara wajahmu pun naruna kala itu.
Terpendam asmara kau di dada, ada asa tuh ungkapnya. Berdebar jantungku bila harus berkata jujur. Dilemamu di kepala, haruskah mengatakannya? Apa yang telah kau pendam terletak amat dalam. Sampai kau saja sayang yang kau simpan, jangan selalu kau tahan. Biarkan itu berlalu. Buat apa kau pendam bila kau benar-benar punya asa bersama? Biarkanlah ku tahu itu.
Thank you for still listening to Voice of Indonesia broadcast on RRI Digital Application. On RRI Digital, you can also enjoy live broadcasts from all RRI stations in Indonesia, your favorite music playlist, inspiring podcasts, and the latest news videos. You can also interact through the like, comment, share, and live chat features. RRI Digital, one-stop entertainment and information. Download now on Google Play and the App Store.
RRI Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Here is keyword of the day. The dream of a united Indonesia is not nonsense, but it's truly supported by the powers coming from the history of our very own nation. A quote by Muhammad Yamin. Muhammad Yamin was born in Talawi, Sawahlunto, West Sumatra on August 2, 1903. He is a national hero who wrote the script of the Youth Pledge 1928, an important milestone in the struggle for independence. Muhammad Yamin also shared his ideas of five principles that would later become the state ideology, Pancasila. That's quote of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOR. Today's sound.
Jatuh cinta, waktu hati. Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you for still joining us, Voice of Indonesia, with the program Indonesia Today. Now we have information from Transportasi, I should say PT Transportasi Jakarta or Transjakarta, which is currently developing 3 artificial intelligence-based technologies to make its service and operational systems more efficient and responsive to passenger needs. According to Director of Information Technology Systems and Services at Transjakarta, namely Raditya Maulana Rusdi, this technology will be a crucial foundation for a more integrated and sustainable future for public transportation. The first of these AI technologies is an AI agent based on generative AI. The agent is designed to interact directly and naturally with customers through chatbots and text-to-speech functionalities. The second technology is machine vision for operations, utilizes computer vision to analyze CCTV data streams. The third technology is a recommendation engine, specifically designed to analyze large data sets on services and passenger travel patterns to provide strategic recommendation. Beyond the technological aspect, this transformation also targets changes in mindset and internal capabilities within the organization. Well, looking forward for the AI tech development in Transjakarta bus mode. So if you're happening to be here in Jakarta, Indonesia, you might try to get on Transjakarta one day and stroll around the capital city. Well, now you can stroll around your house, your office, or wherever you are right now. Take a sip of tea or coffee while enjoying more music on today's playlist of Voice of Indonesia. Just like this one, taking us back in early 2000, Indonesian female singer that we really miss, that we really looking forward for a comeback for a new single, Audi Arti Hadirmu.
Sinari cintamu, mimpi buruk mengapa, tak mengapa saat kau ada di pelukku. Jarak pernah berjumpa, tak mengapa saat kau ada di hayalku. Segala bujuk rayumu buat sejuta ragu, jantungku maju. Di sini ku berdiri, mencoba mengerti arti hadirmu, mengerti
mencoba mengerti.
Karanghawu Beach, which is located in Sukabumi, has a unique, exotic and natural beauty. This beach is one of the famous beaches in Sukabumi, with the distinctive beauty of cliffs jutting into the sea. In addition, this beach has a mystical history that has been well known and recognized by the local residents. If you come to have a holidays in this location, you will be presented with a beautiful view, which is a soft stretch of sand with brownish colors, cool air, and big waves that hit the cliffs. All of those add to the charms of the beauty of this Karanghawu Beach. According to the story of the local people, this beach is named Karanghawu because there are holes in the cliffs or rocks so that it will look like a stove. Hawu, which in Sundanese means stove. So this beach is named Karanghawu. In addition, this beach is also famous for its myth, in which it is said that the cliffs that jut into the sea is Nyai Rorokidul's throne, the ruler of the South Sea. The length of this coastline reaches 4 kilometers. If you are at the top of the hill, you can enjoy a clear view of Karanghawu Beach. The view of the high seas until the big waves hitting the rocks is a very beautiful scenery here. Uniquely, in this location, there is a simple bridge, which was made by a bamboo. So you can take a walk through the flow of seawater to another end of the reef. Taking a walk along the beach with the occasional play with the crashing waves, or even sitting relaxedly while enjoying the waves and sunshine, is a fun activity on this beach.
Sepanjang masa.
sajaro
kalau dari abdi dalam tidak mengatakan gaji.
Abdi ya, dalam do not call it salary. It's just paring in dalam. It's not appropriate if we call it salary. Nyadong is asking for milk cows. Long time ago, 500 rupiahs was enough for milk cows for 14 people. So it was 10 rupiahs per person. Now it's 500 rupiahs per day.
When tracing Kraton Yogyakarta Palace Complex, you will see a man wearing lurik or striped woven clothes and blangkon Javanese traditional hat. Yes, that is Abdi Dalam, who dedicates himself to Kraton Yogyakarta. Abdi Dalam obtained a title and education from Kraton. It marks that they are Abdi Dalam of Kraton Yogyakarta that understand custom and rules at Kraton Yogyakarta.
Nama asli Harjono, terus nama paring dalem atau kasih kraton itu Harjo Pawoko.
My real name is Harjono. Kraton gives me a name Sultan Harjo Prawoko. I get Kalenggahan or Kliwon title, so I am called Mas Kliwon Harjo Prawoko. Abdi Dalam is a person who can spread Javanese culture, which is valuable and worth maintaining. So Abdi Dalam should be brave to be a role model with good attitude.
Becoming Abdi Dalam, there are rules to obey, starting from the way to walk, eat, and talk.
Abdi Dalam itu adi budaya, harus bisa menyebarluaskan.
Abdi Dalam, Abdi Budaya, dealing with culture, should be able to spread good attitude, like the way to walk, the way to eat. In Kraton environment, you cannot eat by lifting your plate. We cannot buy meals in warung or food stall. It is Abdi Dalam that make the rule, not Sri Sultan. Another rule is showing respect when seeing Sultan, but that Abdi Dalam won. That's how Abdi Dalam appreciate the king.
Kliwon has become Abdi Dalam for 22 years. To become Abdi Dalam, they need to register and get reference from another Abdi Dalam.
Saya di wisuda jajar itu
I became jajar in 1990. It's the lowest rank in the Kraton administrative structure. The process to become Abdi Dalam in 1990 was just doing registration. But somebody has to take you. I get that I deserve to become Abdi Dalam. Yet, you have to have somebody to back you up.
To become Abdi Dalam, there are some stages to go through. The process, Kliwon said, needs a long time.
Seperti saya katakan tadi, dari jajar dulu 4 tahun, sekarang 5 tahun
like
sekali
I told you,
itu
jajar first for 4 years. Now once in 5 years becoming bekal nom or bekal muda. After 5 years it becomes bekal tua or bekal sepuh. Lurah or sub district head. Wedono, Rio, region, Nayoko, Kliwon, Nayoko and then Sentono. Now there is a change. At that time, after becoming sub-district head, Wedono is the next level. Now becoming sub-district head through Kliwon title, Lurah Kliwon. So it's vice district head.
Becoming Abdi Dalam means dedicated to Kraton and Sultan Ngayogyakarta. Every Abdi Dalam has their own function. Like its name, Abdi means dedicate. So they work almost 24 hours every day.
Pengabdian atau magang.
Setelah 2 tahun diangkat menjadi jajar.
After 2 years, Abdi Dalam becomes jajar. It's like a civil servant who gets degree. In Kraton, it is punukawan. Punukawan doesn't work. It's just complimentary. To get additional income, they got security at museum. That's from tourism sector. They work for 24 hours from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. They eat and take a bath here. It's once in 12 days.
Besides working for almost 24 hours, Abdi Dalam are willing to get paid 500 rupiah per day. According to one of Abdi Dalam, Kliwon, being Abdi Dalam cannot expect wealth and make it the main income.
Tidak ada yang tidak cukup. Itu kan tidak untuk kebutuhan, untuk
sehat-sehat. Nothing is enough, not even for daily needs. So besides becoming Abdi Dalam, we also have to have extra job.
Despite low payment, Abdi Dalam never feel poor. Kanjeng Jatiningrat, head of Abdi Dalam Kraton Yogyakarta, said, Abdi Dalam are those who prioritize peace of heart more than wealth.
Kalau itu dihubungkan dengan kemiskinan, nah itu hati-hati kalau di Jogja. Nah, ukuran miskin itu kayak apa?
Be careful to relate it with poverty. Jogja has different meaning of poverty. Physically poor, but mentally rich, or sugih jiwo in Javanese language. But that's what pious people really want.
According to Kanjeng Jati, peace of heart is payment for Abdi Dalam. As Abdi Budaya, Abdi Dalam have to keep the philosophy of Yogyakarta.
Jadi yang namanya budaya itu jangan dilihat kesenian, ketoprak.
So what is called culture is not all about art, wayang or shadow puppet, and ketoprak or Japanese history-based play, but also philosophy culture. That causes peace of heart protected by a good leader, maintaining harmony with the leader.
In line with Kanjeng Jati to Kliwon, becoming Abdi Dalam is dedication and pride as he can get closer to Kraton and Sultan.
Banyak yang dikirim itu saja. Terus ketika ada hajat di keraton itu,
when keraton holds an event, it's an honor for Abdi Dalam. Not all people can join, but Abdi Dalam are always allowed to come into keraton.
Besides pride, Kliwon feels lucky to live on a land owned by Kraton Yogyakarta presented by Sultan.
Kalau saya di sini mungkin paling yang beruntung sebab yang saya tempati itu city atau tanah.
Me and friends here are lucky. We live on the land of Kagungan Dalam SG or Sman Group. SG is owned by Kraton Jogja. No tax and no payment. The place is strategic. It is on Jalan Parangtritis Street, kilometer 9.7, close to Gabusan Art Market. The Kraton land is also given to those who want and need it, not only Abdi Dalam.
Gusti Joyo, public relations officer from Kasultanan, who is also the younger brother of Sultan, explained that Abdi Dalam are not mates of Kasultanan. They are equal to Sultan's family. Therefore, they are not paid.
Abdi Dalam itu bukan berarti batur gitu, bukan berarti pembantu. Tetapi Abdi Dalam itu disaudarakan dengan seluruh keluarga.
Abdi Dalam are not mates, but family member of Kasultanan. So we call them konco. So Abdi Dalam is not a job. Therefore, they do not get salary. If they are paid, it is not salary, but they save it. I talked to Singaporean and Indian who conducted a research in England. Abdi Dalam and British Kingdom staff do not prioritize salary. Being part of British Kingdom is pride. So I work in Kraton to build togetherness.
A story of Abdi Dalam makes us think over how somebody who does not get payment is able to dedicate and uphold loyalty and honesty without ignoring the prevailing norm. Everyone who does things sincerely and honestly will get peace of heart. In fact, they are richer than anyone who is abundant in wealth. Abdi Dalam are true professionals.
Give me
Music Corner presents a traditional song from Maluku entitled Hela Rotan. The song Hela Rotan tells the story of a Moluccan folk game. In this game, the players will pull the rotan until it breaks, which is accompanied by music from Java. The lyrics "The rattan has broken the ends of the two bakudapa," or "When the rattan has broken the two tips of the rattan must meet," means that although sometimes they have to compete, they all stay united. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from Maluku Province, Indonesia, entitled "Hela Rotan" by Tania. Happy listening!